Statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You are listening to In the Know with David O., informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio on 860 AM WWDB. And now, your host, Philadelphia Councilman David O.
All right. Beautiful Tuesday, isn't it? Man, I love these days. Hey, thanks for joining me, taking some time out to listen to my outstanding guests here. I try to do that every week. This week is no exception. Listen, we're going to be talking to Vincent Better. He's with Technically Media, and in case you didn't know it, this is Philly Tech Week 2019 because they do it every year, and it's part of like Technically. A whole bunch of technicallys, Baltimore, Philadelphia, you know, Delaware, right? So it's all about like tech and how it connects with us and how it improves our lives and what opportunities are there. So we're going to be talking with Vincent, who is the Vice President of Philadelphia Initiatives for Technically Media. We are going to then talk to a friend of mine, Kenny Brock. He owns Brock's MMA Academy. He is a second-degree black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, a fourth-degree black belt in Tang Soo Do. I always say the martial art of Chuck Norris. Anyway, he has got this great program going on that you'll like to hear about. Whether you're engaged or not, come on over. It's all about supporting our military, our veterans. It's Operation Open Mat. And then we'll be going to be listening to the words, the lyrics, the music of Ino Brasco. Now, Brasco is the 2018 hip-hop winner of PHL Live Center Stage. Boy, that is some stellar competition. Just some outstanding people and top-notch judges. Grammy award, Grammy nominated level folks, and so that is no small feat. We're going to be learning about him, what he's up to, and listen, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I have work to do as a councilman, so I'm going to do the first two interviews, and then Dan Oliver is going to fill in for me, you know, bringing to you Ino Brasco. Hey, by the way, Elizabeth Dole, Senator Dole, is in town, and her foundation has a program called Hidden Heroes. It was all about supporting veterans and military caregivers and families, the people who support our military and our veterans and what we do for them. So that's why I'm leaving. Let me just kind of remind you that last week we had a very interesting show. We were talking to Larry Seisler, principal of Seisler Media and Issues Advocacy. We're talking about the election, actually, the primary in Philadelphia and, you know, pretty much like around the area, you know, 2019, because something's different. I don't know what it is, but awfully quiet out there. Is it social media? I should talk to, like, technically, like Vincent, I don't know. Or is it just apathy? Who knows what it is, right? And then we talked to Carlo Aragoncillo, the director of the Philadelphia Veterans Affairs Office, about VetFest 2019. All the things you may need to help you as a veteran, which you earned. Nobody's given this to you. You earned it. Make sure you get it because you already paid for it with your service. So if you want to hear that show, this show, or any other show, go to www.wwdbam.com. Check out programs, In the Know with David O. You'll be able to, you know, kind of see all our shows where we have fantastic guests coming in to share knowledge, expertise, experience, and things that will uplift and help. Okay, well, listen, I have to thank our show sponsor because, quite frankly, without Weinerman Pain and Wellness, there would be no show. They're located at the Land Title Building, 100 South Broad Street, Suite 1800 on the 18th floor. You can't miss them. They're there 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if you have injured yourself, if you got hurt in an accident, work-related, if you have some pain, I'm sure Ken Brock's got pain, you need some pain management. Listen, Weinerman Pain and wellness. I got paid too, but anyway, they do a wonderful job. You know, some pretty outstanding stuff. I visited their place. So check them out, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Well, let me start now by introducing you to Vincent Better, Vice President of Philadelphia Initiatives for Technically Media, which is the organizer, founder, host of Philly Tech Week. Vincent, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Hey, listen, what is great about this year's Philly Tech Week? Because it comes up every year, and, you know, I'm not like as a councilman, I'm always buried, like, you know, my head in the sand about different issues. But tech is something that changes so quickly. What do you got for us this year?
Well, Philly Tech Week in its ninth year now.
Wow, already.
It's really a great opportunity for us to highlight what's going on, not just with technology, but with the innovation ecosystem here in Philadelphia and beyond.
Yes.
So we have a great mission to really convene the smartest people and organizations to really work towards making the community better.
I wasn't invited. Smartest people.
You're always invited. Everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited.
Yes,
right?
Everyone is invited. It's cool. A great opportunity to really either create a path, further a path, or explore a path that you haven't decided upon yet, whether it's in tech specifically as a coder or really thinking about things in an innovative way that are challenging how they've been done before. So it's not all about bits and bytes, but it's really about the way you think about things.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because, like, everything we do is tech. We're sitting here on the radio. We got a smartphone recording us. We got Ino Brasco over there working on something on his little, handheld device.
Right around,
Ken Brock was working on his, online martial arts, stuff that he's doing. And I was just in council, asking the commissioners about the new voting machines that have to be both advanced technology and keep a paper record thanks to hacking. Everybody's concerned about that now and how much it costs. And so, tech is all around us. It's just part of everyday life. And yet many people don't kind of see that. But you're operating in a space where a lot of people are really tuned into tech.
And as a media company, we're trying to cover everything that is tech related and tech adjacent. You may not think you're a technologist, but chances are, if you are an accountant, you use accounting software.
Yes.
If you are a painter, you use some type of technology, even if it's not considered technology, to mix paints and understand, how those things come to be. So just because you're not, physically coding on something does not mean you're not a technologist.
Right.
So we're trying to make sure that people understand that this is far more expansive than video games and social media. There's a lot to this space that, that covers a lot of what we do every day.
Now, Vince, we're kind of in the middle of Philly Tech Week, right?
Yes, yes.
So what programs, because it's like a calendar of events, people have a lot of choices.
That's correct.
And in fact, I know there's like music coming up as well. But could you tell our listeners kind of like what programs you had and what's coming up for the rest of the week?
Sure. So it actually officially began last Friday with our kickoff in Old City, thanks to a great partner in Linode. They are at right there at Third and Arch. And we had about 1,000 people come out just to acknowledge that the week was starting. So, the weather held out. We've always been shy of outdoor events, but the weather held out. And 1,000 people came through just to say, hey, either let's start this or what's going on? And we get a combination of all those things. During the course of the week, there are different elements that go on. There are 100 events over the course of the week.
Cool. Hey, by the way, where can people, it's too many to talk about the 100
Absolutely.
Events, but where can they go to learn about what's going on? Is you got a website, someplace people can go?
Definitely. PhillyTechWeek.com is where all the 100 events are listed. You can map it out by day, by type of event, by area of the city, because the events are happening all over. They're not a central location. It's not at the convention center or a big hall. The events are really community-based, so they are happening throughout the city entirely.
Are they mostly free events, by the way?
Most of the events are free. The vast majority, in fact. I'd say 90-plus of those 100 events are free.
Okay. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. So if I were to go onto the website right now, what would I find is going on?
Well, you find that there are a couple of marquee events that are going on. The kickoff, which I just mentioned, it passed on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There are also two conference days we execute, which are the Developers Conference and the Introduce Conference.
Okay. What's the difference?
Yep. The former is primarily for technologists, developers, and people that are actually coders in that specific space.
Okay.
The second is much broader, general professional development around the other six tracks that we cover as a media organization, which are business, science, civic access, creative, and media.
Wow. So What about the social networking or the networking, you know, kind of that aspect, I'm sure, mm-hmm. is pretty important, collaboration and things like that.
Yes, there are a number of events that are focused on that specifically, whether they are get-togethers, sometimes meetups, if you're familiar with meetup.com,
sure.
all the meetups that go on around the city.
Right.
Many meetups are sponsoring their own events among the 100 I mentioned.
Okay.
And there's always a happy hour. So there's happy hours that people can come and just hang out. No programming, you don't have to worry about speakers and panels.
Right.
They can just, you know, hang out with some like-minded people and make some new friends, some new contacts, and see where it goes from there.
Which is very important for many, many reasons. But one that comes to mind is that they talk about the fact that, and listen, I wouldn't know. I'm not like a techie guy, but that a lot of people who are in tech are, you know, very smart people, and they're really focused in a very narrow space. And then they look around socially, and they want to have friends, they want to go on dates, they all that. And so, you know, they want to collaborate, but they also want to enjoy their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that working out pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of what the week is about, is trying to get those people that are typically in a shell or in a silo to really
come out
and experience what the different elements are of this tech community and this innovation ecosystem, because it's very easy to get just, you know, heads down involved in what you do every day. And this is a way that we are actually trying to convene people physically. You know, we produce content all year long. So Philly Tech Week is just the one thing that we do. But the other 51 weeks of the year, we're pretty busy producing content that's really educating people about the ecosystem, what's going on, and providing opportunities for them to come together either as thought leaders or as just people interested in similar activities.
Hey, since we have you here, can you just kind of give us kind of like a summary of like what's happening in the Philadelphia region about technology?
Well, there is a lot. So a quick summary is probably not going to do it justice, but there is a lot that's happening, particularly around the health IT space, the fintech space, and the education space. So those three are really bellwethers for what's happening here in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, I can understand, like, we have, like, Eds and Meds here.
Mm-hmm.
We have pharmaceutical companies. We've got a lot of people interested in that, and technology certainly is at the forefront of the delivering that. But what was the third thing that you said? Education, meds, and...
Oh, fintech. Financial technology.
Oh, okay.
So that's, you know, how banks use technology to leverage their operating systems, everything from online bill payments, which we kind of take for granted a little bit,
right,
to what's happening with blockchain and the cryptocurrencies that are becoming more and more interesting to pay attention to as big banks try to figure out ways to take advantage of the blockchain system.
Right. Now, that's something that I really don't know much about. Could you break that down a little bit? All I hear about Bitcoin and things like that is that what we're talking about?
There are so many cryptos. Bitcoin is probably the most widely recognized.
Right.
But really, it's about the platform, blockchain, which all this crypto and activity sits on. And that's really a conversation that probably warrants its own show, quite frankly, because it covers a lot more than cryptocurrency. That's the hot, shiny thing. But there's a lot of industries that are going to be affected and impacted, maybe positively and negatively, once this blockchain thing really gets figured out.
What is the basic concept between behind something like Bitcoin?
Yeah, well, so the cryptos are really, it's a way to create a currency that is universal. So right now you have a U.S. dollar, you have a Mexican peso, and so forth. Bitcoin is Bitcoin. There is no U.S. Bitcoin versus the Mexico Bitcoin. So it really is trying to level the playing field for currency and create something where people see the value in it because of what they want to use it to purchase. So it's a little bit of a fiat currency right now. It doesn't really have a strong traction in any particular country, because you need a country to really adopt it. It can't just
get
be
behind it.
Five people in a room that decide they want to use a crypto.
Right.
As it becomes more and more prevalent, and there's the movement of money that becomes so much more electronic these days, you know, cash is losing its cachet, so to speak, here in the States, and is even less prominent overseas. Most of those people are using electronic currencies exclusively already.
Yes. You know, we had an interesting discussion in City Council because we had a proposal to basically make it illegal for stores to go cashless.
Mm-hmm.
And we did hear about, like, for example, India and its effort to deal with poverty through technology, whereas, the opposite is proposed, which is to not use technology to address poverty. So those are just like some of the interesting things that are, you know, when we start talking about the future and which is the way to go. I always think better to be on the bear than under the bear, right?
Absolutely.
On top of the curve than behind the curve. Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, how did you get involved in all of this? I mean, how did you end up being the vice president for Philadelphia Initiatives?
Well, I've been involved with technology since a young age.
Right.
I had my first computer when I was in middle school.
Mm.
And so I've just kind of grown up as the industry, so to speak, has grown
right.
up. I had an email address. All of my email addresses are my name. I don't have any numbers. I don't have anything because I was like, oh, yes, I'll get a Yahoo. I'll get a Gmail. And they're all my name because I was among the first to actually get an email address. Even into the 90s when I would ask people for their email addresses, some still didn't even know what I was talking about.
Mm.
So I've kind of grown up as the space has evolved and the internet has become what we know it to be today. From the dial-up days when you had to plug it into the wall and,
yeah.
you know, if someone picked up the phone in the other room, they had to hang up real quick or you lost your connection to what we see today, which
yes.
is just online connectivity all the time.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm sure for younger listeners, they have no idea what you're talking about.
No idea.
But I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I find that, you know, to be very interesting. It is, you know, a welcoming opportunity for everyone in the space of technology to get together. But also, if you have no background in tech, if you're just, just enjoy the space and mm-hmm. want to mix and mingle, it's a very welcoming environment. Go talk with folks. They'll sense right away you don't fit in, but they'll be nice to you.
And, yes.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have a good time. You'll meet some new folks. What would you recommend? For someone who isn't really a big techie, like what would you say are some of the things they could look out for this week in Philly Tech Week?
Well, I'd say three of the bigger events are the Entrepreneur Expo, which is happening
okay.
at the Fillmore. That's a great partner of ours, Philly Startup Leaders, who is executing that event. It's a great chance to just come out and see what's going on. It's a free event. So if you can make it, that's, I believe, tomorrow from 4 to 8 or somewhere thereabout.
Okay.
You can just come and just see what's going on. What are these companies doing? What kind of software platforms are being developed? Play with some virtual reality stuff. All of it's going to be there. In addition to that, I'd say the Introduce conference, which is our biggest conference of the week, is on Thursday. And I'm gonna drop a bomb at the end of this. But our biggest conference, which is at Convene on Thursday, that's an all-day event for professional development. So if you're interested in any of the six tracks I mentioned previously, then it's a great place to be and just be with some like-minded people that want to be more connected to and involved with the tech scene. And then lastly, we have our signature event, which is at the Comcast Center this Friday evening, not mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it's pretty much sold out. But there may be some ways, if you get a ticket to the Introduce Conference, that we can bundle a ticket to the signature event and really have those three be the cornerstones of what's remaining for the rest of the week.
Wow, that's cool. Well, let me just tell our audience that, this is such a significant event. It happens every year that council presents a resolution. And today I'd like to present you with a resolution from the City Council of Philadelphia proclaiming the week of May 3rd, 2019 to May 11th, 2019 as the 9th annual Philly Tech Week presented by Comcast. And honoring the broad and vibrant Philadelphia technology community. There is a lot of language in here,
mm-hmm.
All about, you know, like what is outstanding. Technically, Philly is the leader of this and has organized again a series of 100 events around technology and innovation in Philadelphia called Philly Tech Week. There are, as you said, events, and we got to thank the title sponsor, Comcast NBC Universal.
Absolutely.
And collaboration sponsor are Linode and Generosity, because basically you need sponsors to make things happen.
Absolutely.
And, everyone else is out there should be happy that it's not your tax dollars. So we have private sponsors. So let me present this to you, and thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, listen, everybody, stay tuned, because after this commercial break, we're going to be talking to a Marine who is going to have a interesting event For people to participate in. Vincent has one more thing to say.
Yes. One more thing. I just want to drop my bomb.
Okay.
For those that are interested to come to the Introduce Conference on Thursday, I'm going to make my event seem a little annoyed right now. There's a discount code available. So if you want to come, it's Insider. So if you go to the phillytechweek.com site, go to the events page and look up the Introduce Conference. When you go to purchase a ticket, if you type in the code INSIDER, as it, you know, INSIDER,
yes,
you'll get $50 off your ticket.
Wow. Well, that's a fee. $50 saved is always a good thing.
That's right.
So, yeah, fantastic. Well, listen, I hope you got that, and I hope you would like to go. Listen, there's a $50 incentive to check it out. But you'll have a great time with some bright, interesting people, a good, fun social time, and maybe some great opportunities as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Kenny Brock.
You are listening to In the Know with David O. Informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio on 860 AM WWDB.
If you've suffered an injury from a motor vehicle crash, trip and fall, construction, or work-related accident, contact the Padova firm to speak with John Padova himself. You've heard the name. That's because for over 25 years, John has been winning for his clients. John is dedicated to ensuring his clients are fully compensated. Call 215-893-0700. That's 215-893-0700. Don't suffer more than you have to. Call John Padova today. Help is on the way.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia Radio now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu begins with one basic premise. Technique trumps all. Proven techniques allow the weak to overcome the strong. Learn self-defense that works, all while improving your physical condition, mental outlook, and healthy lifestyle. Gracie Academy Philadelphia will help you reach your goals. Take two free classes and see for yourself. Gracie Academy, 1231 Bainbridge Street, Philadelphia. Call them 215-830-6501 or visit their website at phlbjj.com. Get started. Started at Gracie Academy, Philadelphia.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
All right, we are back. We were talking to Vincent Better, Vice President of Philadelphia Initiatives for Technically Media, and this is Philly Tech Week. Check them out, everything that's going on, phillytechweek.com. You know, that's where you find everything that is happening and all good stuff, because who's not involved in technology these days? Well, listen, one of my friends, he is involved in technology. We'll get to that in a little bit, but right now he is a guest. His name is Kenneth Brock, Ken Brock. He is the owner and operator of Brock's MMA Academy, 1227 Voorhees, New Jersey. And he's got a new thing, a tech thing called MMA Academy Online. We'll get to that, but In addition to being a second degree black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and being a fourth degree black belt in Tangsudo, which is a Korean style of karate, he is a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Well, welcome to the show, Ken.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me, and it's always good to see you, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Listen, we connected because you have, like, an interesting thing going on, and it's Operation Open Mat.
Yes. Actually, we did this last year. Mm-hmm. We did it twice.
Okay.
And I try to do it I did it before the week before Memorial Day,
right?
Kind of like as a a lot of people vacation and
yes.
they forget about everything that's going on with our military and mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there hurting
right.
so
yes
and then we did one Veterans Day. It was actually we did it on Veterans Day this year.
Yes.
So we did it twice. So this is last year. So this will be actually our third event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And for our listeners, this is about grappling, jiu-jitsu, really. If you do judo, you might fit in pretty good.
Well, anybody can come because mm-hmm. There's going to be three segments to this. The
right.
first segment is going to be it's going to be self-defense seminar.
Okay.
So this is we didn't do it the last two times, but this time we're doing it because we want anybody to be able to come. Anybody who wants to learn how to defend themselves, learn a couple techniques, you can come on out.
Hey, let's start with this. What day is this going to be on?
It's going to be the 19th of this month.
And is that a Saturday?
It's
Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
Okay. So what time?
It's going to start at 11. The self-defense seminar mm-hmm. starts at 11.
Okay.
And after the self-defense seminar, there's going to be a black belt instruction where we have about 10 different black belts, 10 to 12, and more might be signing up.
Yep.
They'll come in, maybe show a move or two, and it'll give the practitioners a chance to, go over the technique. And,
yep.
And then the third part, that'll run from 12 to 2 hours.
Good 2 hours of diverse, interesting, kind of go-to techniques from 10 to 12 or more black belts.
Yeah, yeah. And then after that, there's going to be an hour and a half of rolling training.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so for our listeners, there's a mat, like a wrestling mat or a judo mat. And it's people getting together and just kind of like grappling with each other and, at an easy kind of pace, as competitive or as relaxed as you like it to be. Picking your partners under the watchful eye of, black belts, making sure nobody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. That's totally correct.
Okay, fantastic. Well, how did you come up with this idea?
It's funny. I actually, I'm part of Team Balance,
yep.
with Phil Meglerice, Rick Meglerice, John Hassett.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was starting a program, at another academy. This had to be probably 6-7 years ago.
Right.
And I had talked about it with, Phil Meglerice's dad, the late Phil Meglerice.
Right.
And, it's just something we were talking about like vets, cause he was a vet. And, I always said I wanted to do something to help out, to give a little bit more. And it just, just seems like the right time to do it. And my thing is this. I think that there is there's a lot of false valor out there,
mm-hmm.
okay? There's a lot of groups out there. I think it's the trend kind of going back to like 9/11, where it was a trend to fly the flag.
Right.
And I think it's we get that same kind of trend with vets. Where, I'm not going to say any names, but, or any organizations, but, some pretend to give more than they do. And that's one thing about Semper Fi Fund, the, organization that we're working with, they give 97%.
Wow. That's great.
Yes. 97%. And the crazy thing about it is, right, it was created in Camp Pendleton by when the first batch of wounded Marines came back, a bunch of the spouses got together, and they started this, and it needed to be started. It needed this needed to happen,
Right.
And they did it, and they provide assistance to Army, Air Force, Marines,
all branches of service.
Yes, yeah.
So from that, the idea to give back to those who are actually on the front lines, or if they are, they're at the ready, They're trained and ready to put themselves at risk on behalf of our nation's freedom, and quite frankly, the freedoms of people around the world. And so this Operation Open Mat that you do raises money for the Semper Fi Fund.
Oh, yes, yeah. And it's and the thing is, the great thing about it is it's like I can't serve anymore, okay? And it's my chance to serve. Or if you've never served, it's your chance, like, you know, and that's the name Operation Open Mat, you know?
Right.
Operation, whatever operation it is that, you know, a soldier takes part in, right? They're actually, you know, they're serving their country. So this Operation Open Mat gives you a chance to serve your country by helping
supporting
out.
Supporting those who are, you know,
and,
there,
So that's why we chose the name, you know?
Okay, pretty cool. And so what typically happens, I know you can't predict the future, but what do you kind of like, you know, based on past things, what's going to happen?
Okay, so do you mean at the event, actually?
Yeah, people kind of start calling in, sending in, how do they register and all that?
Well,
yeah?
So what happens is they come to the event.
Yep.
And at the event, they just, you know, they can either write a check to Semper Fi Fund.
Right.
They can just give a donation. The donation actually, like, there's a, if you give a $20 donation, you get a band.
Mm-hmm.
If you give more than a $20 donation, like I think it's a $40 donation, you get a T-shirt as well.
Okay.
So, and matter of fact, the guy that's actually donating the T-shirts, Dan Gallagher, he owns Modern Gear,
mm-hmm.
Sign and Apparel. He actually donates T-shirts to us.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
He was
that's
a Marine,
yes.
And you know, and we're avid on taking care of our own, you know, not just Marines, but all military.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
So all military. So, but yeah, so that's pretty much what happens. You just come to the event and you can, there's no real sign up. You just come and donate and enjoy, you know, the free jujitsu and the free martial arts, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Listen, it's a great time. If you're not familiar with, martial arts, self-defense, or jiu-jitsu, or tang-soo-do, it's a good time to check it out. It's really just about, you know, brain over brawn. It's just about being smart and, having the weak overcome the strong through intelligent techniques and applications. And so you can learn that. Learn the things that actually work, not the things that don't work, but learn the things that work. And you can check that out with self-defense classes and then roll into some interesting techniques because everybody's different. That's the thing about martial arts. Some people are big. Some people are little. Some people are heavy. Some people are light. Everyone's got a different. Some people are like me are old. I use what I call old man cheating techniques. It's always good to learn when you fight young, strong guys. So, you know, you have that. And then there's like just that camaraderie of you know, rolling, trying new things, checking out new people. Once again, a very social time.
I'll keep it really simple,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Learning how to defend yourself is like swimming.
Mm.
You can't swim, you're going to drown.
Yes.
Right? Okay?
Yes.
If you can't fight back, if you don't know how to fight back.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And listen, you're not the decider. If I run into so many people say, well, I'm not going to. Well, listen, it's not up to you. It happens to you.
Exactly.
You know, you don't just participate in it. And then, you know, I like to tell people, look, I mean, it's not necessarily about beating up someone. It's about not getting hurt. And, you know, self-defense is self-preservation. And so it takes training, skill, and ability and judgment how you're going to deal with people that are trying to hurt you, attack you, or your family. What do you do? Hey, can I do this? Am I going to get more hurt? Do I do that? Do I turn around and run away? Are they going to catch me? You know, what's going to happen here? And so having that calm perspective, that sense of like I'm in control, even though this person has got a weapon or something like that, and I'm gonna kind of hold my own, is ultimately gives you the choice of am I gonna overreact? What I'm gonna do? Type of thing. It's a very good thing. I really recommend it. In fact, you teach in high schools and colleges, right?
I actually teach in a Camden County Technical School.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's actually one of the few. I mean, I've never really heard of another martial arts program in a high school.
Right. Right.
I was actually hired by the state, and it's pretty cool. I actually 2 days a week I go and I teach these kids martial arts. And it's actually, they call it ninth and tenth period. So it's actually a, I think it's accredited to them, you know what I mean?
Right,
but,
right.
But it's actually, you know, a lot of these kids, I have at the end of the year, I take testimonials.
Right,
and
right.
I'm telling you, martial arts changes lives, you know? It really does.
Yeah.
It makes better human beings, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really amazing what we're doing at this school, and you know, the kids need it today. They really do.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't agree more. And I'm a big believer. In fact, we just started a thing this year, Martial Arts Week in Philadelphia. So, you know, we're doing a week. We brought together a lot of different styles of martial arts, you know, getting people on board, trying to introduce it to the public. Yeah, I deal with a lot of folks. You know, I was a former assistant DA as a council person. I deal with a lot of people that kind of, especially children, you know, they have been damaged. And just to get their voice back, their sense of, you know, kind of having an ability to control their world, deal with anger, managing their anger that comes from being victimized, doing something affirmatively, something physical, something mental to kind of like, you know, give them a sense of where they are in this life.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, you know. I started martial arts when I was 14, but I that's when I could afford to pay for martial arts. I had my own job,
right, you know,
and I had to pay for it out of my own pocket. And but the first time I ever was introduced to martial arts was when I was 9.
Mm.
It was a Bruce Lee movie, Return of the Dragon.
All right.
With Chuck Norris.
Yes.
And I was hooked.
Yes.
And I would go to the library. I'd get books. And like I said, when I got a job, the first thing I did was I signed up for karate,
right.
Korean karate.
Right.
And still, even though as much as I love jiu-jitsu, I still teach karate three to four times a week.
Mm.
And I love it, man. I wouldn't change a thing,
a
thing about it, you know.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your time in the Marine Corps.
Okay, so my time in the Marine Corps, I had the best opportunity ever. I got to serve with some of the best men and some of the bravest men I've ever served with. I served with a scout sniper platoon. When I say this, these guys would give their lives for me, just as I would have given my lives for them. We never had to say it, but these guys are amazing. They were on a pedestal. You know what I mean? I was in jiu-jitsu, I was a white belt or a blue belt.
Right.
These guys, man, they were, I mean, some of them went to Iraq. You know, I got out after, you know, I was in Yugoslavia, Kosovo. But I got out, and some of my friends were wounded. The Semper Fi Fund actually helped one of my friends. He, Mark Tucker, great guy. He was hit but they're some of the most amazing men I ever got to spend, you know, 4 years of my life with.
Wow.
You know?
So with that, I mean the opportunity to raise funds to help people like that who are defending our country right now, ensuring our freedoms, and certainly doing your part through Operation Open Man. Let me just shout out to the ladies. Hey, listen, there are a lot of women involved. This is not like an all men thing.
No.
If you haven't tried it, come on by. You'll meet some really nice women who are really, really fun to be around, and you will really enjoy yourselves.
Not only that, there's a lot of women who are also in combat and wounded.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we don't realize that. Sometimes we think it's just men. But, I mean, there are people out there, you know, like that, you know, they're in dire need. You know what I mean? So.
Okay. So Sunday, May the 19th.
May the 19th.
11 o'clock. Check it out. 1227 Voorhees, New Jersey. What's the street exactly?
It's a Haddonfield-Berlin Road.
Haddonfield-Berlin Road. Okay.
Right off 295, right off the Voorhees or Haddonfield Voorhees exit on 295 going north.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Google it. Brox MMA Academy, Brox MMA Academy for Operation Open Mat. Well, listen, stay tuned. We're going to introduce you to Ino Brasco.
Thank you, David.
You are listening to In the Know with David O. Informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio on 860 AM WWDB.
If you've suffered an injury from a motor vehicle crash, trip and fall, construction, or work-related accident, contact the Padova firm to speak with John Padova himself. You've heard the name. That's because for over 25 years, John has been winning for his clients. John is dedicated to ensuring his clients are fully compensated. Call 215-893-0700. That's 215-893-0700. Don't suffer more than you have to. Call John Padova today. Help is on the way.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia Radio now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu begins with one basic premise. Technique trumps all. Proven techniques allow the weak to overcome the strong. Learn self-defense that works, all while improving your physical condition, mental outlook, and healthy lifestyle. Gracie Academy Philadelphia will help you reach your goals. Take two free classes and see for yourself. Gracie Academy, 1231 Bainbridge Street, Philadelphia. Call them 215-830-6501 or visit their website at phlbjj.com. Get started. Started at Gracie Academy, Philadelphia.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the why? Or so you think. Sure, you know the why for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the why. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background, and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. And we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the why as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the why. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit ymca.net/more.
And we're back with another episode of In the Know with David O. This is Dan Oliver filling in for the councilman as he has other duties to attend to this afternoon. I will now take the time to introduce our next guest, a North Philadelphia native. Also, the winner of our 2018 PHL Live Hip Hop category, I know Brasco.
Yes,
welcome
sir.
To the show.
What's going on? How you feeling today?
Doing well. And yourself?
I can't complain.
All right. How does it feel to be the winner of a PHL Live Hip Hop category?
honestly, it's weird, man. It's weird. It's awesome. It's dope. It's weird because I almost didn't enter the competition.
Wow.
Like, when I tell you that the whatever date that deadline was for submissions, 11:45 that night.
You barely made it.
I sent everything in. And, you know, it was for no other reason except for, you know, just making sure that, you know, I had what I wanted to do and I was ready. And, you know, I was like, all right, let's, you know, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And then to win, that was crazy. I was in the audience. I didn't think they was going to call my name. And they did. And I was stuck for a second. It took me a second to get to the stage because it had to process. But, yeah, it's dope, man. It's
wow. Super dope. Yes, so it must feel good to be selected as the winner of the hip-hop category this year because, as you may know, you were being judged by some outstanding judges there. I will now take the time to make the people aware of who those judges were. Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of Grammy Award-winning, Grammy Award-nominated judges overseeing that category. First and foremost, we had Sonia McDuffie from Black Maverick Entertainment, a very nice qualified lady for the job. Also, we had Rob Swartz, a.k.a. Chops, from Who Mag Multimedia, hip-hop producer. Shout out to Rob. And last but not least, we had co-producer of Philly Hip Hop Awards, Plex, on the event.
Yeah, shout out to Plex.
Yeah. And so... To inform the people a little bit more about who Ino Brasco is, what is the origin of your name? Where did that come from?
Well, the Brasco part came from, you know, when we was younger, you know, mafia movies were the thing. So we just all, just growing up, when we were teenagers, we just all had these random mafia movie rap names. They didn't really mean much. And then what happened was, so my rap name originally was Brasco. And then... after I came back from Westchester University, I was working on music and I was trying to figure out the best way, like the best promotional campaign. And, you know, with the type of music I do, you know, which is very street music, the most important thing in the streets is for people to be able to vouch for you. You know, you always hear these things about different rappers who, you know, their own neighborhood isn't aware of them and things of that nature. And me, I was really outside from a young age. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was outside. So, for me, it was like I came up with this idea, like, if everybody, like, the most important thing is they can say that, no, I know him. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can come into my neighborhood and say, oh, what's up with the guy Brasco? And somebody say, I don't even know who that is. No, they know me because I was outside. So then I just took that and I had this whole promo campaign of I Know Brasco. And it was a mixtape and the T-shirts and my whole neighborhood just embraced it. And it got to the point where that's what people started calling me. They just started calling me I Know. Like, instead of saying what's up or saying yo, they would say I Know Brasco. I know you too. You know what I'm saying? And then at one point I was like, you know what? Nobody else got a name like that. That's the name. And I've just been rocking with that ever since.
All right. Well, North Philadelphia covers a wide portion of Philadelphia. Yeah. Exactly what part of North Philadelphia do you come from?
I'm from down. All right. So I was born and raised down 19th and Girard. At a young age, I moved up. Right on 24th, 23rd, Indiana, Cambria, like that area. So like in between Lehigh Avenue and Allegheny Avenue, anywhere between 22nd to 25th, like that's where I really grew up at, was running around that outside.
All right. So pretty much the heart of North Philadelphia is where you
come
from.
Man. Okay. And I'm the heart of that. Like that's always my thing, is like I'm from right in the middle of North Philly, because you got the area that's closer to Center City, and you got the area that's getting closer to Alleyne and things like that. But if we're talking about smack dab in the middle of North Philly, that's where I'm from, and that's what I represent.
Okay, that's good. So, on another note, what unique style does Brasco possess? What is your style?
My style is, you know, everybody has their own story. And some people are better at telling their stories than others. It just so happens that my story has some interesting stuff in it. I've seen some things. I've done some things. I've been around people who've done some things. And I'm talking about everything from, you know, the worst thing that you could think of to also owning a Fortune 500 company. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Like, I've, like, you know, I went, I ran around in the streets and then turned around and went to college. So it's a lot of different things all put in the mix, you know. And at this point in my life, you know, more important than anything, I'm a father first. So you take all those different elements and all those different stories and all those different places I've been and things that I've seen. What I bring different to everything is just my perspective on how I, you know, what I feel about what I've seen, what I feel about what my friends have seen, what I want my daughters to learn, what I want other people's kids who are going to end up being my daughter's peers and who are going to interact with them when they become adults, what I hope they learn so that way when they interact with my kids, you know what I'm saying? Like just wanting to make, you know, be that, show that different side and that change in the world so that way everybody's better at the end of the day. So that's where I'm coming from with everything.
That's great. It gives the hip-hop music genre a different look from those that doesn't know too much about hip-hop.
Right. And, you know, my thing is, you know, it's still very street-oriented music. So, you know, it's all familiar. You know what I'm saying? If you're a fan of, you know, rap music from any era, you know what I'm saying, then those elements are there. But all the rappers that I've ever been a fan of, you got to know them personally. You got to know, you know, the people around them. Like, you know, I have friends that I mention in songs multiple times to the point where people see those people and they be like, oh, you know, is that, I got a friend of mine, his nickname is Dude. They be like, oh, is that Dude? I be like, yeah. They be like, oh yeah, you was talking about him on this record. Like bringing people into my life and also letting them see, hey, these are the things that make me tick. These are the things that I think can help everybody, you know, just bringing all that in, but it still has those familiar street elements to it.
Okay, so now we're going to take a few minutes to listen to a clip from I Know Brosco. It's called Trap All Day.
This record, Trap All Day, is produced by a brother named Don Michael Jr., who's from Jersey, and is featuring another brother named Waz Vega, who's he's from everywhere. He's from Harlem, but by way of Harrisburg, but he's really big in the Philly scene. It's Trap All Day.
Get this cash all day. All day. Make it mad for a day. Gotta get this cash in a faster way. Wanna ride in that two-door. Throwing money at the cooler. Wanna say that I'm sorry. What the fuck you know? In the trap all day. Trying to get this cash all day. Trap all day, trying to get this cash all day. In the trap all day, trying to get this cash all day. In the trap all day, trying to get this cash all day.
They know in the trap all day, trying to get this motherfucking cash all day. Gotta flip it twice, bring it back all day. Bad bitch, butt naked, counting racks all day.
That was Trap All Day by I Know Brosco.
Trap All Day, available on all streaming sites, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, SoundCloud, everything.
Yeah, that was my next question. I was going to ask you, where can our listeners learn more about who I Know Brosco is and where they can find you at?
So all my social media, Twitter, Instagram, everything is I Know Brosco. That's I-K-N-O-W-B-R-A-S-C-O. That's on everything, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. And then if you type in I-K-N-O-W-B-R-A-S-C-O on any streaming site, or even just type it into Google. If you type it into Google, it'll lead you everywhere. But Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, all the music is there. YouTube, all the videos are there. You know, so it's around. It's easy to get. That's the one thing. It's very accessible to get. So, you know, you can get the music and check it out.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are pretty excited to hear you spit some bars live in studio. Do you got anything for us today?
Yeah. No, definitely. Let me see. I said, they want me to fail. They hate on my process. They watching me win, imitating my progress. They move off emotion, but I'm based off of logic. I got fans in the mansions, way down to the tropics. The coupe now is topless. Couple bucks in my pocket. Something hot by the waist. If they try me, I drop it. But I just want to chill. Take a trip to the tropics. Polo on my boxers. Aviator my optics. I'm talking to angels. My head in the sky. I got green on my mind. I got red in my eyes. They can say what they want. Never say I ain't try. I got no wings on my back, but can't say I ain't fly. See, they taking in stride. I never overreact. You go broke over pride. Trust me, that is a fact. They know I know so amazing with raps, but that means nothing if my enemy's blazing. In fact, you know, that's just, you know, that's like, that's off a record called The World Is Ours. And, you know, we definitely got to keep it clean. So, you know, go to Tidal and get the full record. And, you know, that's one of my favorite records right there. But, yeah, it, The World Is Ours.
Well, it definitely sounds good. We can see why you were the winner of our 2018 hip hop category and our PHL Live Center Stage.
I brought my plaque with me. I don't know why. I just felt the need to bring my plaque with me. I just take it random places now. You know what I'm saying? I take it to Wawa with me every now and then. Just go order a hoagie, holding on to my plaque. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might have a question. I got to tell them about it.
Grateful to have it.
That's a fact.
Okay, so let our listeners know what's ahead for Brasco and what do you have going on currently?
So I just finished up my most recent project. It's called Us, which is short for Unapologetically Street. So that's done and wrapped, and I'm getting ready, you know, just gearing up for the release of that. I got a record out right now with an artist from Newark, New Jersey, who goes by the name of Sue Surf, who, for those who are into, like, the battle rap culture, he's, like, the biggest battle rapper in the culture. Like, he averages, like, 2.5 million views per battle. Me and him got a good record out right now called Cry or Kill.
How do the listeners get to hear that record?
Oh, you know, same way, Instagram, Twitter, everything, anything you type in, I Know Brasco, you find me. If you can't find the record, hit me on Twitter or Instagram. I will personally send you the link. You know, like, that's, you know, holler at me. And then, you know, after you hear it, let me know what you think. Let's have a conversation about it. Like, that's my main thing. I'm always open to hearing what people think of the music and, you know, just getting their perspectives on different things and, you know, learning how people feel and then, you know, teaching them, you know, about how I feel and just, you know, making the world one big sharing experience, you know what I'm saying? And not like the really weird sharing that goes on like social media where people just overshare, but like actual thought sharing. Like, how do you feel about these issues? Like, I put that stuff in my music, so I always want to hear people's thoughts and feedback on stuff like that. But yeah, they can find me anywhere. I Know Brasco.
Well, with that being said, we're coming to the end of another episode of In the Know with David O. Again, my name is Dan Oliver, filling in for Councilman David O as he's out servicing the people, doing other duties. You just heard from our 2018 hip hop category PHL Live Center Stage winner, I Know Brasco.
They can't see me, but I'm holding my plaque up right now.
He's holding his plaque up. He's flaunting his plaque. He's a grateful winner. That's of PHL Live Center Stage. So with that being said, I'm going to conclude the show. And please tune in next week for another great episode of In the Know with David O.
You've been listening to In the Know with David O on 860 AM WWDB. Tune in again next Tuesday at 2 p.m. for more informative, substantive, intelligent talk radio with Philadelphia Councilman David O.